Welcome to Phantom Island, brought to you by Home Field Apparel. My name is Stephen Godfrey, at 38 Godfrey, or at Stephen Godfrey, depending on your social media platform of choice. Well, you saw the title. If it means something to you, I'll let you take a second. The rest of you, if you're new here and you don't quite get it, my guest today on this edition of Numbers and Words is Bill Connolly, also known as Bill C., also known as the inventor and proprietor of the SP Plus Analytics System. This is part one of a discussion we had about, well, you guessed it, college football. What's going on this offseason? What's about to happen in the coming season? And one quick note. In our conversation, we are going to veer across many conferences and many teams in the FBS. We did record this a couple days ago before the allegations or the civil suit was filed against Jake Retzlaff at BYU. Not really a sort of social or cultural commentary here in this episode, but we did talk about the BYU quarterback situation in a more certain way, and that's why, if you hear it and you think, well, they don't know what they're going to do, that's why. We canned the interview, if you will, and I'll be back at the end of part one to talk a little bit more. But, you know, if it means something to you, welcome back. Never say never. This is Bill Connolly. My name is Stephen Godfrey, and it's good to remember marriages. Numbers, words, marriages. Let's go. Where'd you go?
I had some kid stuff. You hear the dogs barking upstairs. Had some kid stuff. I'm back. We're good.
Okay. I feel like that took a long time.
I don't know. A couple hours, maybe. I don't know. Time's relative.
All right. Where were we?
Like Rice?
Yeah. Did you know Rice is running the option?
Hell yeah. Mr. Scott Abel. I'm really, there's got to be a window here for Rice to do something interesting. I love that they're the ones who made this hire. We've been hammering, you know, nonstop minus this little gap of time here. We've been hammering nonstop about less resourced, hard job programs running the option. They're going to run a version of that. And it is, it's like a 10 passes per game. It's not quite Army Navy level. But they're going to do some funky stuff and they're going to run the ball an absolute ton. And they're going to have a chance to make kind of interesting work of it.
Personnel wise, I guess if you're rotating or shifting, and even in a pre-portal world, to go from Blomgren to this isn't as dramatic a shift, right? But in a portal world, you can start shopping right away.
Yeah, he held back a little bit. Maybe that's just because Rice held him back. I don't know. You know, he got Max Baltazar, running back from Coastal, who a couple years ago was in the rotation. I think he was hurt last year. Yeah. Picked up a Yale offensive lineman. That makes all the sense in the world. But it's gonna be a super like sophomore heavy offensive line, and we'll see. I am curious. Like Blomgren definitely wanted to run the ball and play man ball and all that, and yeah, maybe Abel and company like a lighter line, you know, for whatever the version of cut blocks you can get away with now is. But it's gonna be. He brought in some transfers on defense, but who cares about defense? I don't care about their defense. I'm all about their offense.
I think, look, some defensive coordinator, if this works in 2 years, some defensive coordinator is going to look like a freaking genius because you're going to lower possessions, you're going to lower right, overall time, and you're going to benefit from it. It's like talking to Navy and Army and sometimes Air Force defensive coordinators over the years, like it's a good life. Being a defensive coordinator to Academy is a good life. So someone's going to eat well at Rice. So the two things that I can't stop thinking about. Let's say that let's say it is 10 pass attempts a game.
Yeah.
Is this the magic number in which the option becomes palatable at the non-academy level? And if so, then why, like, that wouldn't explain the Fritz shift in such a dramatic way at Tulane.
Right.
It's just like I don't think you could have half a scarlet letter.
I guess you know, the flip side of the defense thing is, you get fewer possessions. Army and Navy have both had really, really good defenses over the last few years. Kind of on and off, but the good ones have been quite good.
Right.
I guess the flip side of that is it's probably hard to recruit defenders if they think they're just going to be defending the option all the time in practice. So you know, maybe there's a trade-off there, and some guys like a Fritz, who still runs the ball as much as he can, maybe there's just a line for some coaches where they think they got to change things up, and others are just pretty hardcore. I did say Army and Navy, referencing like that the Rice is probably going to throw more than Army and Navy. It should be noted that Navy, I almost used the word modernized. They didn't modernize last year, but they opened things up a little bit. Part of my favorite thing about the Army Navy story last year was Army went back to the basics, back to its roots.
Whew.
Navy actually opened things up, and Horvath threw 139 passes. That is almost 11 per game in his 12 starts.
The chronic move.
Loved it.
The chronic move justifies. I hate this for like a. I hate this because of. Well, you know what though? You can't argue stats, and like you can't argue the result. The Chet Gladchuk Niematalolo divorce was unnecessarily ugly.
Yes.
And I think it's still being felt. Ken obviously gets his victory lap last year doing like the sort of run and shootish resurgence in San Jose. And like, I wouldn't say it's happily ever after, but I do say like, hey, all's well that ends well. But damn, like this kind of really justifies the Gladchuk thought of there's more capability to this offense. And in like later year, the Ivan Jasper argument and all that, like it's starting to look like Gladchuk was onto at least a little bit.
Yeah, and we'll see how much of this has to do with Horvath. We've seen through the years plenty of times, especially at Navy, like if you got the quarterback, everything's great. If you don't, everything's terrible. Horvath was absurd last year. 17 yards of completion. What was it? 8.6 yards per dropback. He led the nation in total QBR like halfway through the season. And meanwhile,
do you hear that? Hey, do you hear that, Elite 11 kid? You go to a service academy.
I'm
damn
telling
it.
You.
All right.
And he averaged 7 point minus a couple sacks. He averaged almost 8 yards a carry as well. Like he's special. He gets hurt. The Braxton Woodson kid comes in for I think one start. He's fine, but he wasn't nearly as good as Horvath. So we'll see. Maybe it was a perfect muse situation and it doesn't work otherwise. But I just loved that Army and Navy went in two completely different directions last year in terms of what they felt they needed to do, and both of them worked. It was very cool.
The last thing on Rice is that I felt like maybe five times. I didn't want to be like hyperbolic. I was talking to a coach who was breaking down a top-end American team for 25, and it was like offense known quantity, schematically sound, offensive-minded head coach, feels like they either have the quarterback on the roster or they feel good about the quarterbacks on the roster. Weapons are nice. The old, we know they're going to score points, all right? These are your North Texases of the world, your UTSAs of the world, your Memphises of the world, all that. Defense, big question across most of those offense-oriented, like top in American teams. And I'm generalizing here. This is probably too much to ask in year one. But if you come out and that sophomore line that's a little undersized is at least manageable, surely once one of these teams will be snake bit by what this option is supposed to do. Let's like see, someone's going to get mad, throw two picks, right?
Right.
Down by 10, you start pressing, and this is it. This is the comfort food recipe of why we love this offensive system.
Let's see. They play at Louisiana, then Houston the first 2 weeks. Then they get to AAC. They play at Navy, which you would think they wouldn't be a snakebite candidate. But then at UTSA later on, Memphis at home. One of the things I noticed when I was just kind of playing with AAC rosters myself, and not just kind of the entire G5, but especially the AAC, You've got teams with experienced guys, and then you've got teams like UTSA that when you just look at their – height weights all the way down the board. They look kind of power conference-y, but they don't have any continuity and experience. So really kind of an interesting dynamic there as well. It should be, Rice didn't win in the conference or anything crazy, but they're going to have some opportunities to make things just super annoying. And it should be noted, they did... I'm not going to say they had a good defense last year. They had a pretty fun all-or-nothing attacking defense last year, and they didn't lose... Well, they lost guys, but they didn't lose as much as everybody else in the G5 lost. In terms of personnel, that's a really weird dynamic at the moment. But they're going to have good linebackers. They might be able to make something work at least a few times next year, this season.
I mean, all you really need right now for year one proof is just you get one upset in a five win season range.
Yeah,
that's gangbusters. They're building statues.
Right,
talking about fucking Rice. All right, let's get our customary Willie Fritz check-in completed. You ready? Minus Kansas State, quiet. Minus Kansas State, I would argue, they almost disappeared. Big 12 field's super crowded because the Big 12 is literally super crowded.
Yeah.
Year one, there's some burn off there. Not the personnel they want. I think that was obvious. This is, I know, look, Our Willie Fritz bias is, and I'm trying to pull up my notes from the gossip stuff. Our Willie Fritz bias is well known, but we also feel like it's well earned, right?
Yeah.
Year two is almost certainly a, oh no, we didn't realize that they were that good in lieu of like in route to like a 7-win. I just failed to remember the American Bowl tie-ins, but 7 wins in a bowl. Or sorry, I'm sorry, Big 12.
Big 12.
Oh man, now I'm gonna get a mean text.
They were dynamite defensively last year, at least compared to what they were under Holgorsen before.
By the way, how?
No, I mean, I think Shaw Wood's really good, and that's why he left. And now he brought in another guy he knows, Austin Armstrong. Actually, I mean, I guess two new coordinators here. So we'll see. You know, maybe there's a little bit of extra breaking in period, but the defense was really, really sound.
Got I mean, offense hard. Was the problem.
Right. The defense got wrecked by attrition, so they brought in like 50 transfers on that side of the ball, so who the hell knows? But I like the moves. You know, Connor Wegman, we'll see if he's the right guy for what Willie Fritz wants to typically do. But I love that they got Dean Connors from Rice. Connors would have been great at Rice in that system, but he's a real, like... you know, 15 carries, 5 catches a game kind of guy. He's a really interesting weapon in that regard. We got like 3, what did they get? The Koziel kid, the tight end from Ball State who was at Wisconsin and then decided he'd rather play in Houston, which sure, I'd rather go to college in Madison myself, but whatever. You know, they brought in like 3 other transfers. They brought in a bunch of offensive linemen.
I'm going to save you from yourself. You'd rather go to college in Madison than just the city of Houston or the university thereof?
Madison is still probably my favorite college town in the world.
The first thing you do is you start talking about restaurants. You're gonna get bored in Madison in like 2 months.
But you're a college kid. Like if I'm graduating,
so you're just drunk.
That's right, and you can just walk up and down State Street. It's amazing. Sit out by the lake for the 4 months a year that you can do that. Go to college in Madison, then get a job in Houston. I think that's the best way to balance this situation.
Hey there, it's Godfrey again. I hope you liked what you listened to. If you want to hear this show in its entirety, you want to hear me talk about more college football teams with Bill Connolly, go over to phantomisland.show. You can sign up for as little as $10 a month. You can also sign up for a year subscription for $100 for 12 months, and you can increase your tier if you want to ask questions, suggest show topics, become a producer, get involved. That's all fine and good. But if you just want to consume all the content we're making, and we got a bunch more stuff coming, you like Numbers and Words, you like The Single Wing, We're Not All Like This with Ryan Nanny, we got a bunch of stuff coming. PhantomIsland.show is how you hear all of it, and you support this fine, independent piece of sports journalism podcasting. Let's go with that. PhantomIsland.show. Thank you.